Chapter 27 False Prophets. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. In the twinkling of the eye, all the necromancy of the human prophets goes zigzagging down into hell, into the flames of purification, into the Gehenna, the burning garbage dumps, to be utterly consumed away, and all the evil it entails with its hypnotism and mutterings. It is said that no man knoweth what a day brings forth. Do you know a man who prophesies for years ahead, and in the final analysis discovers he was only exposing the human thought pattern of evil in his own life? Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. That evil you see or prophesy for another is merely the illusion of your own fear, cast on the others before you and attached to another. There is no escape for the prophet of evil, and the prophet of good carries manifestation with him, I am the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, The Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. They have established a false faith in their powers to peep under the altars of the righteous and predict evil to come, covered with a light veneer of good. And they resort to the oldest trick of the trade. The Lord said it, albeit I have not spoken. 1,000 prophets try to put over the idea that they have a private line of communication with the powers that be, and that they are free to prophesy through one system or another of evil to come. But then comes the word. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you. Finally, the false prophet begins to understand what it is to have, I am against you, come to pass. He runs from one of the best established signs to another, finding them all reeds shaken by the wind. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. And then it is recorded that they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, peace, and there was no peace. And then it is said that they shall build a wall and daub it with untempered mortar. They shall cover it with the double talk of belief in two powers, predicting evil in order to bring about their devices of so-called good. Many people are deceived with the systems of fortune-telling and divination, and many walls are well daubed with untempered mortar and offer a splendid disguise. And then, say unto them that daub with untempered mortar that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Ezekiel 13:11. And many false prophets go into the temple, diverting souls from the light, by telling them it is needful to divine the evil patterns of the stars to find out what is needful to be done. When a man hears the word, Call no man your father, he is suddenly lifted above all star patterns of evil, for he is born of God. A strange and weird thing usually happens to the prophets of evil. A subtle undoing takes place in their lives. The money they have taken has an ugly way of leaving them, and they are in the valley of indecision, unable to find their way through the maze of charts and predictions they have made. They have turned many from faith in God to belief in other gods. In their despair, they call for a way not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, not a way of evil, but a way of light. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing wherewith you daubed it? The irony of that last question is answered with the picture of destruction to that one who carries on the business of necromancy in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord saith. This is the clarion call to those who have been caught in the necromancy of it all. He suddenly sees deliverance from the hypnotism of belief in two powers, and no amount of fast, clever double talk will convince him that God employs evil in order to produce good. So I will break down the wall you have daubed with untempered mortar. It is interesting the power which sees through the daub with untempered mortar situation, and the wall it has builded up, of which it is said, the foundations of it shall be discovered, and it shall fall and be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Gilding mud is futile, though it may fool some. Therefore ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Interesting the words divine divinations. So much of the present day divinations is done with a sort of pseudo-spiritual background, as if the discovery of evil to come could possibly help the eternal presence into a further manifestation. This is the conclusion of The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. This writing has been read by Laura Cassell in the year 2006.